Well, it's all terrific for the Roosters and very much going well for our next guest. Michael Gordon joins us. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how you going?
Let's start with the team, mate. It's an undefeated setup so far in this season. It's going nicely.
Yeah, it's been a good, steady start to the season. Yeah, we're obviously happy to be unbeaten at the moment. But, yeah, the good thing is we're still got plenty of improvement left in us, which is, it's a really good sign for things to come.
A good, steady start to the season, please. That's understating it, mate. I think last year, I know you weren't at the club, but I think it was round 15 when you had the same amount of competition points as a club.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, they had a tough year last year, but you still look at the side they had. They had such a strong team, and you know, it was hard to put a finger on why they weren't winning. I think they lost so many close games, but great start to the season. Being 4-0 is you can't get a better start. We look at things in video and see there's definitely plenty of improvement, which is great to come. And it's a good sign for the rest of the year.
Mate, terrific signing for you. You signed mid-year from the Eels last year, but you've been at the Sharks and you've been at the Panthers, you've been at the Eels. What is it you like about the Roosters' setup? What do you think they do better than some of the other clubs you've sort of had the experience at? Or is it much the same?
Oh, yeah, it's hard to say. Most clubs are very similar in the way they do things. Obviously, where the Roosters is set up at Moore Park, it's the office staff and everyone's sort of all in one building and all close together. So you just get a good vibe, like a good family vibe straight away. And, I felt that from day one, and it sort of filters across the club and the playing group. And, yeah, it's just a really good vibe there at the moment. And it's just been a pleasure so far.
Those inside balls are working beautifully for you, mate.
Hey, we've got one, so I'll take one at the moment. But, it's obviously something we practice, and you don't get it on as much as you'd like to because, teams are always waiting for that sort of stuff. So that one just happened to work nicely on the weekend. I'm sure if I try it again, I'll get smashed next time. So I'll just keep working at it. So.
Well, I think most teams understand what teams are trying to achieve, but trying to get it all together and the timing, and then you've got to stop it. It's not easy to get it to work, is it?
No, exactly. You know, and your teams do enough video on each other these days. Yeah. So you've got a fair idea what's coming, but at the same time, it's trying to stop it and holding your nerve and, not showing them any chinks in the defensive line. That's sort of what teams are looking for these days. Someone just to come out or sit back or, just to open up that one little bit of space. And then that's usually where teams get their joy these days.
Mate, you must be particularly happy with your form so far.
Obviously, we've had a great start to the year. So, it's been easy that, I've just got a role to play in the team, and Robbo is just very specific about me making sure I do my role as best I can, and if it helps the team winning, then that's great. But we've got so many great players there that I just sort of get to chime in and turn up at the right spot at the right time sort of thing. So it's been great to start with the boys.
And your goal kicking's been rock solid too, mate.
Yeah, well, I was missing a few at the start of the year. I don't know. I feel like I've been practicing really well and striking the ball really well. I've just been missing a few. So, everyone was into me about it. And then, on the weekend, obviously, I started getting the goals that I've been missing. So it's always a thing that I always work hard on. And, I know part of the reason they wanted me here was for goal kicking. So I want to make sure I'm doing my job in that part.
Manly, mate, on the weekend, it's their last 2 weeks. They've been unbelievably good, playing very, very direct. They'll be a big challenge. When do you start to sit down and have a look at them?
Yeah, well, today we start later on this afternoon, so we'll do all our video on them. And I've been able to watch most of their last two games, but obviously their score lines and the opposition they've beaten, they're obviously playing really good footy. So I'm expecting a really tough game Friday night. Should be a cracker.
Jake Friend will be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. He could have played last week, but it's only early in the season, and your teeth are pretty valuable, so I'm sure he wants to keep his choppers in place. And I think they said, give him an extra week and they'll be 50% stronger sort of thing. So he wanted to play last week, but I think he just took the smarter option. So he'll be fine this week.
Oh, I tell you what, it's nice, mate, not having to talk about the Eels and the woes of last season with you.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, it was one of them years where you couldn't predict what was going to happen, and it was. But I had we had such a good time there. So it's a funny thing, you know. You just can't pick it sometimes,
mate. In the nicest possible way, one of the veterans of the competition now, Michael. You've been around for a long time. Be nice to go out with a bang and a premiership, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's everyone's dream now. It's only this round five, so it's still a long way away. But, yeah, it's funny at training. I don't feel like the old bloke, but I'm the oldest at the Roosters by, like, 4 years. So it's,
wow.
It's a bit worrying sometimes, but I suppose that makes me feel – they keep me feeling young, and the body feels really good, and, yeah, that's all that matters at the moment, I suppose.
It's called experience, mate.
Yeah.
It's not called age.
I'll take that.
See, Terry's more experienced than me.
Well, mate, when you look at Latrell Mitchell and you see his size, his speed, his strength, you must just think, my God, how good's this kid going to be?
Oh, of course, you know, and, you know, he's still only very early in his career, but, yeah, he's definitely, you know, he's got such a good work ethic and, you know, a good head on his shoulder, so I can see him having a really long and successful career, definitely.
I know you won't come together too much, mate, but it's something for us fans to look forward to when you see two classy fullbacks. You've got yourself there for the Roosters up against Tom Trbojevic as well for the Manly side. So it's another reason to be getting a close eye on this game and getting out there to Allianz Stadium Friday night. 6 o'clock will be the kickoff. Michael, we thank you for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having us.